This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers news, politics, culture, and much more for our region. You may also be seeing some more snow before the end of this Friday, sir.
Are you serious?
Well, a winter weather advisory for Sebastian and other counties in western Arkansas issued this morning. 1 to 2 inches possible by the end of the night tonight.
Well, it could be worse. We could be in Sochi where the toilets don't work and the light fixtures are falling from the ceiling.
And it's not snowing.
Yeah, and it's not snowing. So
that's right.
I'll take Arkansas where I have an enclosed house and the toiletry. I'm good.
Count your blessings is what you're saying. Jobless rate numbers came out this week. You had them on thecitywire.com for both the Fort Smith and Northwest Arkansas metros.
Yes, you know, we've talked about these jobless numbers for both. Obviously, for Northwest Arkansas, the numbers just continue to just be red hot. The jobless rate in Northwest Arkansas held at 4.9% in December, same as November. And the size of the workforce there continues to grow. The number of employed continue to grow, and the number of unemployed continues to drop. So for Northwest Arkansas, it's just kind of business as usual. Unfortunately, we had been on a good trend in the Fort Smith area, but the jobless rate ticked back up to 7.6% in December. And not only that, but they revised the November rate back up to 7%, which means the Fort Smith region still is on a 57 consecutive month track for a jobless rate that's been at or above 7%. So if you're looking for a little bit of good news, at least they were trending up. The numbers were trending up before this little December setback. So maybe come when we get the January report and February, March, maybe that trend line will continue back positive for the Fort Smith area.
You mentioned the word continue. The USA truck saga continues this week as well.
Well, and that continues on a good note, hopefully. Knight Transportation, a Phoenix, Arizona-based company that was about double the size of USA Truck. The two companies have essentially agreed to what's called a standstill. Knight Transportation, which bought somewhere around 11 to 13% of USA Truck shares, has agreed not to vote with those and not to use those to continue its hostile takeover. And the reason that's good for the Fort Smith region is there are around 500 good corporate jobs, companies based in Van Buren. So it is a very important employer for Van Buren. And if that hostile takeover would have happened, I mean, it's, you know, Knight Transportation doesn't need two corporate headquarters, so it's likely that a majority of those jobs would have been lost.
Is this a temporary, better than temporary sort of situation?
Well, it would be better if they would have just called the whole thing off, as the song goes, but they've agreed to a standstill through September, and typically, Kyle, these don't, once you get a standstill, it's rare that they come back, and but we'll just have to see what the market looks like in September, what USA Truck's earnings reports look like between now and then, how their share price holds up, because if USA Truck continues on the path it's on, it will become more expensive to buy, and Knight may, you know, the economic fundamentals that made USA Truck a good deal at $6 or $7 per share, or at $9 per share, may not be the same at a $15 or $16 per share.
This week, Governor Mike Beebe talked about many things with our friend and colleague Roby Brock. One of them, Whirlpool and their departure from Fort Smith, and he had some very strong words.
Yes, and this is interesting. Governor Beebe has typically been very diplomatic, very guarded, very statesmanlike, so to speak, in a lot of things that he says. But with Whirlpool, he has, from time to time, taken some pretty tough shots at the company. And this is not the first time, but Roby was asking the governor about the economy, and it's doing better in Arkansas, but still the job numbers and for the state are not back to where they were in 2007 and 2008. So Roby was asking him about that, and BB fired off, and he said, some of the manufacturing jobs may not recover, especially in the Fort Smith area. And he noted, and I'm quoting here, he said, when Whirlpool takes their marbles and goes to Mexico, we need to quote, punish the heck out of companies that do that. And I just, that, again, he is, for whatever reason, he has not been a fan of Whirlpool. You know, he essentially said in a previous interview that Whirlpool has made it difficult to try to reuse the over 2 million square foot property they left in Fort Smith. And so it's just interesting. I haven't heard him take shots at any other company like this.
Well, and he, when he talks about punishing companies, I mean, there have been companies very recently that have paid the state back some money that they had received in incentives because they didn't hit employment numbers.
Right. Hewlett-Packard. And, of course, Hewlett-Packard didn't send those jobs offshore. It's just that they didn't – the jobs never materialized.
Right. They didn't create them.
Arkansas.
Right.
But, this is, again, it's interesting. And I'm sure the folks in Benton Harbor, Michigan, where Whirlpool's based, I'm sure they just love getting that kind of publicity from what is a very popular governor.
Fiona Hill's project continues. It looks like this may happen.
Yes. Well, it's and I got to tell you, when Lance Beatty and Dr. Nelson, they're with Fort Smith Redevelopment Partners, when they first proposed this, just like they did with the Phoenix Village Mall area in Fort Smith back in 2009, when they bought that and said they were going to renovate it, I thought they had lost their minds, and I kind of thought that with this Fiona project, but looks like they're going to do it, about a $20 million investment. It will completely rebrand that whole facility. I mean, they're going to take that down to just concrete and steel and rebuild it. It'll have a whole new financing model, and it'll be less of just a golf-focused country club and more of a social corporate club with golf amenities available. But it'll have, you know, a new pool area, a new meeting space, all this for members only, guest suites, special concierge service, medical, and airport shuttle. It's a very unique and innovative model, and he's been able to get an interesting number of folks that say, look, yeah, we want to be members when you get that up and going. So it could be an exciting development for Fort Smith, and it will certainly be a unique country club model I've done just a little bit of research, conducted just a little bit of research, and I haven't seen anything like this in a wide region. So hopefully, if he pulls it off, it may help put Fort Smith on the map to some extent.
And finally, the legislative fiscal session will open on Monday. Yesterday, I talked with four Northwest Arkansas legislators, two Republicans, two Democrats. Conversation of the letter on the Monday edition of our show. We talked mostly about the private option, and some in the room had voted for it. There was representation of people who hadn't. The word that came up was compromise and measured and feeling that something could happen, some tweaks could take place that could get the private option funded. The unanimous thing was no one wanted to count votes yet.
Well, they don't want to count votes, and they don't really want to say where they are. This is going to be I wouldn't say it's the third rail of politics, but it's a very interesting issue. We note in some analysis on the CityWire that they're really drawing sides. There's some hardcore folks who have said that, you know, any support of the private option plan means that you must be a diehard supporter of Obama and Obamacare. And then there's another side that says if you question the private option, then, you know, you personally want to pull the plug on grandma and all those folks on Medicaid. So it's going to be a very divisive issue. And down in the Fort Smith area, for example, we've already seen a political primary come out as a result. You have Senator Bruce Holland from Greenwood who voted for that, and now Terry Rice's former state rep is going to run against him, and his platform is I'm going to push back against private option. So even on the GOP side, on the primary side, you're seeing some what can be some interesting politics, and good Lord, the filing period hasn't even started, but this is going to get interesting, and there's even some talk of trying to push the private option discussion until after the filing period, which is just purely for political purposes. But this is get ready if you're the kind of person that likes that kind of bickering that goes on in Washington D.C. You're going to love this.
Well, it's so interesting because if a candidate is successful in attaching President Obama to his or her opponent, they have a very good chance in Arkansas of winning because he's a wildly unpopular president in this state. But when you single out some of the things that the private option does, people seem to be for it. So it's going to be an interesting messaging sort of campaign.
Well, it will be, and you hit it. It's going to be the messaging, and it's going to be who is the best with that messaging. I would think, though, I mean, folks that are going to just throw the Obama, it's easier to throw that Obamacare label out than to stop someone and explain why private option has nothing to do with Obamacare. So, it's like that old saying that I think is credited to Winston Churchill that a lie is three times around the earth before the truth has a chance to get its pants on. And I'm paraphrasing, but so that if your message is to label it Obamacare, you have an advantage over the person who has to message the benefits of private option.
All right. Well, the session starts Monday. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, culture, business, and much more. Michael, have a pleasant weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
I'll try. Thanks, Kyle.